Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
And welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. This is an hour of mind power that I know you're going to enjoy, so sit back, relax, and just know that not only are we going to be sharing some marvelous information with you, again, I am Donna Sebo, the host of this show, and we are also going to have a guest coming on in just a few seconds, but I want to give out our telephone numbers here for bbsradio.com, so should you want to call in later on in the hour, you're more than welcome to do that. We have two toll-free numbers available, 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. Now, those are the two toll-free numbers. We will be giving them out later on in the show. But before we do that, we have a marvelous guest that is going to be sharing with us, well, a lot of insight about life that most of us may experience in our own particular way. But Carlana Stone Lawson is my guest. Her wonderful book is Never Give In, Never, Ever Give Up. And this is her very, very inspiring story about how to soar through life's adversities. Carlana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I want to let my audience know about you because you're a woman that has had some phenomenal experiences in life. You've been an on-camera television reporter for the ABC affiliate in Miami, and you're now a very successful television producer. You're a weekly featured speaker at Action, a Southern-based teen and parent support program, and you're a regular guest on a California radio show called Families in Action. You also head the Los Angeles School District Job Club for at-risk youth ages 15 to 21, and you speak regularly at programs for young adults and adults with spinal cord injuries, and you live in Los Angeles. Carlana, all of that is wonderful, but you have such a phenomenal story before you got involved in television, before you have had all of these wonderful, wonderful accomplishments, all of which you have, well, justifiably earned in so many ways.
Thank you.
Your story is one that you need to tell. You need to tell what started this journey of unique experiences for you. How old were you when it happened?
Well, I was 17, and I was a cheerleader, a gymnast. I played basketball and softball, and my entire identity was based on my physical capability. And in a moment of bad judgment, I got into the car with a drunk driver, and my entire life changed. My entire identity was called into question when the car skid off the road and into a bridge embankment, which resulted in my breaking my back and becoming paralyzed. And my legs are paralyzed, and so I was no longer able to do gymnastics or be the cheerleader or those things that I had so closely, you know, so clearly identified with. And I found myself at the ripe old age of 17 asking myself really difficult questions such as, what good am I now? How's anybody ever going to love me again? Mm-hmm. And at that young age, I really had to, like I said, ask those difficult questions of myself and really find an answer and find a new beginning and a new way of, I had to really redefine who I was as a person. And those are the moments, those circumstances, I believe, whether, you know, you wouldn't believe the number of people who come up to me and share their personal stories because I'm a girl in a wheelchair who doesn't act like a girl in a wheelchair. They share their stories with me. Some just want to simply tell me what they've been through. Others ask for help because they're going through a rough time. But all of these people help me through my listening and my comforting them. They help me understand that my experience has been valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the book because my handicap, if you want to call it that, has put me in a very unique position to see how alike we all are. And I realized that I could use my own story to really help people get through their pain a little faster than they might on their own. And that's what I'm offering pretty much, is help in getting through the pain. That's the reason I wrote this book, to offer help and guidance for people who are experiencing all kinds of pain, ranging from suffering through a traumatic divorce, recovering from a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction, losing a loved one, losing a job, losing someone's sense of identity. These are all paralyzing moments in our lives, and paralyzing moments from which we can recover.
And there's something right in the very beginning of your book, Carlana, that I really was touched by, and I'm going to read it exactly. You say, terrible things can happen at any time to any one of us. Sometimes we can see them coming, and other times they can hit us like a line drive and shatter everything we know in one seemingly endless moment.
Yes.
And then you ask the question, oh, God, why me?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that immediately touched my spirit and my heart, because I've had moments like that. In fact, I don't know of anybody who hasn't, really.
Well, absolutely. And that, you know, you're really hitting the nail on the head. None of us are immune to adversity. We all have it in our lives. And pain is very relative. It's not something that you can really measure, because it has to do with our own personal experiences in life. And pain is crippling. And really what my book is hopefully an ally for people going through these moments, through the divorce or through people recovering from abuse. Even people, like I said, struggling to find work. Its message really is universal.
Yes, it
and
is.
I guarantee that anyone who picks up the book, Never Give In, Never Give Up, will walk away a little wiser and more confident about their struggle. And also realize that we're not alone in our struggles.
Oh, I think that's so important. My guest is Carlana Stone Lawson, her wonderful book, Never Give In, Never Give Up. Carlana, because of this accident, here you are, you're going to have to go through therapy. You make a comment in your book that after trauma, and you were speaking about yourself, and that's what I like, is your integrity and your honesty about what you went through, because
yes, that was a real struggle for me. I tell everybody, fire your therapist and write a book, because it was so cathartic for me to go revisit these deep, dark places.
Oh, yes.
It was very therapeutic, and I grew a lot in that year and a half, more than I have in the 20 years since my accident, I think.
Now, you said after a trauma, people often try to run from reality and construct a false worldview in which to hide. What kind of a false view did you create for yourself, or did you try to create?
Well, you know, I went to great lengths to cover up the pain that I was feeling inside from the world. I wanted to protect my family. I was, I had a lot of feelings of guilt, having put my family through such a difficult time. Making the decision to get into a car with the drunk driver, having been drinking myself. I carried a lot of guilt, and I put this facade on to kind of shield the world from my pain and suffering. And in so doing, I kind of tricked myself. But, you know, my mother, in some ways, it was also very cathartic for me to act my way into a new way of thinking, if you will, because it's all about perspective.
True.
Pain is all about perspective. I believe it's truly important that we allow ourselves to go through the motions, to go through the emotions following some traumatic event in our lives. And these are the moments, these are the circumstances that don't define us as human beings, but they provide an opportunity for us to find out what we're made of. These are the moments when our true metal is revealed, and we literally get to know ourselves from the inside out. And, you know, for so long, to go back to your question, I'm sorry, I'm totally avoiding your question. You know, as far as what I did to create a world around me to kind of, You know, I think it was important in my growth at that time and my healing to create a picture-perfect place in my mind and not really strike it head-on because it was too painful for me to confront head-on as a 17-year-old. And I very gently eased into it. But for years, I chased after a miracle cure, trying to fix myself. Fixing me meant making me walk again. So I went to Russia seeking that miracle cure. I spent years in physical therapy trying to make myself walk again, fixing myself, like I said. Ultimately, I came to the conclusion that fixing myself, had nothing to do with me walking again.
Carlana?
Fixing me had everything to do with me learning to love and celebrate myself just the way I am.
Okay, Carlana, we're going to be taking a break
for
just a moment here. And when we come back, then we're going to hear a little bit about that trip to Russia, which was a profound, profound experience for you. For those of you who are tuning in to this broadcast, I'm Donna Sebo. This is the Donna Sebo Show, an hour of mind power. The guest I have right at this moment is Carlana Stone Lawson. Never Give In, Never Give Up is the title of her book. You're going to want to hear more about her wonderful trip to Russia, wonderful because of what she learned and where and what she did, where she went and what she did to achieve her personal accomplishments. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Well, I'm just going to move ahead because I'm assuming something's happened. I don't know, so I'll just assume we're still live on the air.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, wait, I can hear him.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but just barely.
That's strange. Can you hear me now?
Barely.
How's that? No? Okay, bear with me. That's strange.
I don't know where it was.
Can you hear me now?
I can barely hear you, Don.
Barely hear me. Okay, hold on. How's that?
Fabulous.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Now have we been off air?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, then let's come right back on then, right away.
You got it.
And we're going to be breaking at the bottom of the hour.
Well, we're off the air now.
Okay.
And we're running a couple promos.
Okay.
I just went off the air. I apologize for that. Some of this equipment is still even new to me.
Okay. So when we were talking, that was going out over the air?
Your interview, everything you've been doing.
No, but I mean,
when I took the break, Don, were we still on the air?
I believe you were.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem.
But we can edit that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, hon. Not at all. We're working with new equipment, so this is something
we've added so much new equipment, and my brother and I are both trying to figure it out, and I've figured it out, but sometimes if I'm not here, and see, I'm the only one here, that means I got to remain here literally from the time you start till the time you end. I can't do that constantly with four kids, family, and things I got to do in meetings. So he's trying to learn some of it sometimes, and there's so much of it that needs to be learned, so many buttons.
Sure.
And so sometimes there's mistakes, like we'll have maybe one a day where he might hit a button wrong or something.
Okay, just let me know when we're ready to come back on.
It's a learning curve for us too, believe me.
We're trying
to do a lot, and it's okay, we're just about ready. And then we'll come off a break, and thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're just coming to the end of the other promo here.
Okay.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, host of the Donna Sebo Show. My guest is Carlana. I think I finally got it right, Carlana. And Carlana Stone Larson, never give in, never give up. And this is her story, her personal story, of how she went through various experiences after being put into a wheelchair with a spinal injury. Her back was broken at the age of 17, and her whole life was turned around. Carlana, you're going to Russia. Now, you mentioned this before we went on break. You mm-hmm. were going to Russia. What happened with that?
Well, ultimately, I mean, my father was doing some work with the Soviet Peace Committee, and they extended an invitation for me to come over and undergo surgery and physical therapy. And this surgery, in our minds, was the miracle cure that we were seeking after. It meant, you know, in my mind at that time, I was 2 years post-injury, and in my mind, this was going to fix me, if you will. It was going to make me walk again. In my mind, I was going to lay down on that table and stand up and walk off. And so my perception as to what I was going over there to do certainly did not pan out like I dreamed it would. But I will tell you this, Donna. Is I walked away. Actually, I didn't walk away. I wheeled away with mm-hmm. a much more incredible gift than even the use of my legs would have been.
What was that gift?
That was the realization that, number one, that miracle cure was not about me walking again. That miracle cure was about me learning to love myself and celebrate myself just the way I was. And you know, when you get to that point in your life, it's an incredibly liberating event. And I learned from the Russian people such a valuable lesson about celebrating the things in life that really matter and learning to appreciate and recognize what we have and how much we take for granted. We as Americans are so rich, and we take so much for granted. And the Russian people as a whole are a people who celebrate everything that they have as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are people who you might, you know, I talk about for two different chapters, actually, chapter 5 and 6. And we spent a couple of chapters because the experience over there was so incredibly valuable. You know what? It addresses when people fail, they lose dignity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chapter 6 dealt with, it was a lesson on keeping things in perspective and maintaining dignity even when everything has gone to hell. And I promise you, this chapter will definitely bring a happy tear to your eyes.
Oh, very much more than what people would even imagine. And, Carlana, when you went through all of this in Russia, you find out that there's not the miracle cure. Mm-hmm. Your life turned into a better view. How did you ever get into the television industry? How did that
happen? Well, that's really fun. I came back to the States after spending a couple of years in Russia, and I moved down to Miami, and I started working on a project working to rebuild the health infrastructure in Haiti. So I was traveling back and forth to Haiti and holding fundraisers in Miami to raise money for the foundation. And I was emceeing one of the events, and I was approached by somebody from Channel 10, which was the ABC affiliate there, who was in attendance at the party. And they approached me and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about doing television?" And I'm like, "Ah!" I laughed it off, thinking it was just, you know, just the most outlandish thing I'd ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached me time and time again until I realized they were serious. And, you know, for them it was an opportunity to kind of make a statement of goodwill, if you will, by having somebody with a disability and really speaking to the masses and communicating the message that we're all the same, you know, that just because I'm in a chair doesn't mean that I'm different, other than the fact that I don't have the use of my legs. And it really gave me an opportunity to be in front of, you know, to have an audience and to be able to convey that message that those of us struck by tragedy are not forever victims. And so it was a wonderful opportunity. And through being a reporter, I was a reporter for 2.5 years. I mean, I had wonderful people come up to me. I had people come up to me, approach me in grocery stores. You know, I was recognized mm-hmm. around town. And I had a woman come up to me in the library. I was researching a story. And I had a woman come up to me, and she grabbed me, and she hugged me, and she said, "Do you know what you've done for my wife?" She said, "I'm a recovering heroin addict, and we talk about you every week in our group, in our support group." She said, "We talk about the fact that you did it, so can we, that you've overcome your adversity." And that's one of the things that I really take a lot of pride in, is that, you know, in the beginning of this conversation, I talked to you about how I am a girl in a wheelchair who does not act like a girl in a wheelchair. You know, we all have a choice to make when in the face of adversity. We choose to be a victim mm-hmm. or we choose to overcome. And I chose to overcome and not be defined by my wheelchair and my circumstances. And I've grown, like I said, from these circumstances, and I've used them as an opportunity to learn really what I'm made of.
You
and
have
I found
wonderful.
Out I was made of mm-hmm. stone.
Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful statement in your book that I want to share with our audience, and it goes like this. Arm yourself with knowledge and honesty, and then make a map between where you are and where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
The burden is on you, and if you give your dream a sincere attempt, there can really be no failure, no matter what the outcome.
Yep.
Carlana, I would like for you, if you have a website to share with my audience, I would love for you to be able to give out that information. Your book is Never Give In, Never Give Up. And I want to spell your first name for people, Carlana Stone Lawson, Lawson. Carlana, what is the website for you?
The website, I'm glad you spelled my name. The website is carlanastone.com, CarlanaStone.com. And it's becoming a portal of inspirational stories. And so we invite people to come and experience the website, play around, but also to upload your own stories of overcoming adversity. And, you know, we really want to make this a portal of inspirational stories where people can come to be inspired or offer a little inspiration themselves.
Well, Carlana, you are just quite a gal, and your story is one that made a difference when I read it. And
oh, Donna, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure having you as a guest, and I know we're going to be going to break pretty soon, but I want to repeat your website, which is Carlana Stone, Carlana Stone, Stone.com. And as Carlana has said, it's a portal of inspirational stories. So if you have one you want to share, you're going to be able to add your story to those on her website, which will be quite exceptional.
They can also purchase the book on my website.
Oh, that's right. And
yeah.
They'd be able to get an autographed copy, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. They can get an autographed copy through my website, or they can actually find the book on Amazon.com, plus it's your local Barnes & Noble and Borders.
Right. And it's Never Give In, Never Give Up, a gripping and inspiring story about how to soar through life's adversities. And this is a lady who has not allowed a wheelchair to impair her at all. In fact, she skydives, she skis, and she flies planes. So this is a lady. She may go through life sitting down, one might say, but I'll tell you what, she makes sure that everything is just going a mile a minute. Carlana, thanks so much.
Thank you, Donna. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been a delight. I wish you much success. This is Donna Sebo.
Right back at you.
You're listening to The Donna Sebo Show on BBSRadio.com. We are going to be taking a break in just a moment, and we'll be back after the break to continue with more good things. Plus, you'll be able to call in if you so desire. Donna Sebo here. We'll be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, the host of The Donna Sebo Show, an hour of mind power. And we have so many wonderful guests that we'll be sharing with you each day. There's going to be something new, recipes, all kinds of wonderful items. But also, what I am happy to share with you are my intuitive skills, my intuitive abilities. And if you would like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, we have two toll-free numbers that you can call into from wherever you might be in this wonderful country of ours or in the world. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Now, what do you do? If you're just hearing the show for the first time, all you need to do when you call into either one of those numbers is to give your first name or initial when you're on air with me. That's all I want. I'll give you my intuitive impressions, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. And one of the things that you'll come to learn with the Donna Sebo Show, you always want to have a pad of paper and a pen handy, because not only do we have wonderful guests whose information I know you'd want to write down, but also, I have some delicious recipes that I like to share. And should there be time today, I'm going to share a chocolate and orange cake recipe that will just be wonderful. And, again, you're going to need that pad of paper and a pen. So if you want to call in and chat with me, give me a buzz at 877-876-5527 or 888-268-4313. And I'll be glad to give you some intuitive insight, and answer a question for you. Sweden, like so many places in the world, is always looking for ways to be able to utilize energy. The Svensk Biogas Company of Linköping, Sweden, has built a locomotive that runs on cows and cow manure. Ah, yes, yes. Those wonderful little bits of stuff that farmers seem to have all too much of. And it's a big problem with people that run dairies because there's very much a concern with pollution, with all kinds of things going down through the soil into the water tables, and this is worldwide. Well, this particular cow train, if you will, actually it's a Swedish commuter train, it is absolutely state-of-the-art, and it has an engine that is powered by cow fumes. And this is a $1.25 million engine, and it replaces an old Fiat diesel-powered locomotive along a local commuter line. And it's billed at this time as the most environmentally friendly train in the world. Now, the engineers at Svensk Biogas produce the train's methane fuel much the same way that marshes and swamps generate the gas naturally. How do they do it? It's by fermentation. How does it happen to come into that positioning of going through fermentation? Well, workers collect heaps of manure and organic waste, mix it into a slurry, kill off unwanted strains of bacteria with steam, and then introduce new bacteria to digest the sludge. And as a byproduct of the digestion, the bacteria pump out methane, which the company pipes off and purifies. They put that methane to use. Now, until recently, only cow manure and other farm waste fueled this process. This summer, however, the researchers and engineers found a way to use the whole heifer. So now the company will take the cows, all of their parts, convert their guts, fat, and bones into organic sludge, which then gets processed as before, so there's no waste at all. Now, it takes about 30 cows to power the train along a 75-mile route from Whistling Popping to Vastervik, one of the countryside's most beautiful stretches of rail. And they are very green-minded over there. They have a fleet of 65 biogas-fueled buses, and their fleet was the very first in the world, and now many of their taxis, garbage trucks, and personal cars also run on this cow-derived methane. People are out there trying to come up with ideas all the time. There's so much wonderful, wonderful problem-solving that's happening today, and I think it behooves us to pay attention and to be aware. There's not just an answer for something. There's often many variables that can be worked with. Different environments require different solutions. And I think that this is one that is a significant one, and it just gives us an idea of how people can be so resourceful. We've learned over the years that many times things that we thought were just perfectly wonderful have not been so perfectly wonderful. And we want to do something differently now. We've learned that we have to deal with garbage in a different way. I heard someone say a long time ago that whoever figures out how to process our garbage dumps, my goodness, they're going to be gazillionaires. It is absolutely amazing what we can put to use, but it's going to require a different type of thinking. So if you're one of those people that enjoys solving problems, wow, there's always going to be opportunity. And if you have youngsters that are curious, you know, our young people today are dealing with so many different issues than we had to deal with. And regardless of what generation we belong to, the younger generations always are going to have challenges of their own to face. So the best thing we can do as mature individuals is to encourage our younger people not only to get a good education, but also to get excited about being problem solvers, about being innovative, about looking at challenges as opportunities to bring something new into the world, make something better. And it is such a good way to inspire young people to realize the value of their education and that they can take it so much further. I'm a strong advocate of books. Of course, as you listen to the show, you'll know that I have a passion for them and I have a passion for learning. And I hope you will enjoy that passion as much as I enjoy sharing it with you. Now, I told you that you can call into the show, 877-876-5227. All I need is your first name or initial, and that's all you have to do. And let me give you a psychic reading on the air, or 888-268-4313. We have two toll-free numbers that you can call into, 888-268-4313. Now, you got that pad of paper and pen handy? Well, you're not going to want to miss this recipe. This is a great one. This is a chocolate and orange cake. It serves about, well, maybe 8 people. If you like bigger wedges, it's going to serve a lot less. So easy. Very few ingredients. Now, this is what it's going to take. 3/4 cup of superfine sugar. And if you don't have superfine sugar, usually buy it in the market. But if you can't find it, all you do is take a 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, put it in a grinder of some kind or in a Cuisinart if you have one, and just let it zip away and you'll find that it becomes superfine. You need 3/4 cup of butter, and that should be at room temperature. 3/4 cup of superfine sugar, 3/4 cup of butter. You need 3 eggs, and these also should be at room temperature, and they should be beaten. 1.5 cups of self-rising flour, and that should be sifted. Even though it is self-rising, it still should be sifted. 1.5 cups of self-rising flour, and you're going to need 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa sifted, 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa sifted, 2 tablespoons of milk, 2 tablespoons of milk, 3 tablespoons of orange juice, 3 tablespoons of orange juice, and the grated rind of 1/2 orange, freshly grated rind. And if you don't have a fresh orange, if you've got dried rind, then use just about maybe about 1/8 teaspoon. If you want it a little stronger, you could go up to 1/4, but I think 1/4 would be, well, it might be a bit much. But go ahead and try about 1/4. Now, you're going to have some frosting to go with this, and you're going to need 1 cup of confectionery sugar and 2 tablespoons of orange juice, and that's just for the frosting, so those 2 ingredients you just told off. Now, what you're going to need is just a deep 8-inch round cake pan, and you want to lightly grease it, and you beat together your sugar, your butter, in a bowl until they're light and fluffy. Gradually add the eggs, beating well after each egg that's put in, and then you very carefully fold in. You don't beat it in. You fold in your flour. And then you divide your mixture in half. And you want to add the unsweetened cocoa and milk to one half of the mixture. Add your unsweetened cocoa and milk to one half of the mixture, stirring until it's combined. And then you flavor the other half with the orange juice and the rind. Mm-hmm. Two different flavors there. Now, you're going to spoon each mixture into the prepared pan, and you swirl it together with a toothpick to create a marbled effect. And then you want to bake it in a preheated oven at 375 degrees for about 25 minutes or until it springs back when you go to touch it. The center springs back to your touch. Now, you're going to need to allow the cake to cool in the pan for a few minutes, and I'd say a good 5-10 minutes. Then, before you do anything else, get yourself a wire rack so you can transfer it onto the rack when you take it out of the pan. Now, the frosting is real easy to make. You just stir the confectionery sugar into a mixing bowl and mix in enough of the orange juice to form a smooth frosting. And then you spread the frosting over the top of the cake and just allow it to set before serving. And, you know, if you want to make a design in it, you can do that too. You can just take a toothpick and make swirls and designs in the frosting. And here is a variation to this delicious cake that you can, if you so choose, add. You can add 2 tablespoons of rum or brandy to the chocolate mixture instead of the milk. Use the brandy or the rum instead of milk. And you can also use grated lemon rind and juice instead of the orange. If you prefer lemony flavors, then you can use your grated lemon rind and juice. So that's chocolate and orange cake, or if you so desire, you can use lemon, chocolate and lemon. But wonderful recipe, easy, and just is so nice to have something like that that just is going to be different from your standard types of cakes, and it's just really, really good. This is Donna Sebo speaking, and I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a call at 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313, and all I'll need from you is your first name or your initial, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And I don't want anything else from you. You don't need to give me your birth date or anything else. And just give us a call at one of those toll-free numbers, and I'll be glad to chat with you. Robots, well, we're going to see more and more of them in our lives. And robot technology has advanced tremendously in the area of medicine and specifically with surgery. And I've been hearing about robotic operations. Oh, it's been going on for a number of years, and they have just worked so diligently with us because it is enabling them, surgeons, to perform operations that otherwise would not be possible. And there is a wonderful story that I want to share with you by Gretchen, and this is her story about her baby who was born with a birth defect. And Gretchen was so surprised when she found out about the problems with her baby's stomach and bowel. And her doctor said, we can use robotic surgery, and we are going to be able to help your child. Now, this took place in Montrose, Iowa, and it was just something that, you know, it's a nightmare for every mother and father when they know that their child and babies, when they're so tiny, they're so helpless, and everything is so small inside the baby's body, and you just don't know what to do. Well, Gretchen had found that her baby's stomach wasn't connected to the bowel. For some reason, it just didn't happen. She can't eat. She'll die. The mother was just absolutely panicky. Now, I'll tell you another thing about this story that was just incredible. The doctors, Gretchen's baby hadn't even been born yet. Her baby had not been born. They found out about this problem before she was born. So they knew they would have to operate on this baby at birth, and it was a major surgery, obviously, and it was going to involve making a major incision, the risk of infection, and it was just terrifying. Gretchen knew this was going to happen right after her daughter came into this world. So at University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, there's a surgeon, Dr. John Meehan, and when he was reviewing the case, when doctors have things like this that come up, often they call in their colleagues. When he was looking at it, his team had already performed robotic surgeries on 100 children. They were really wondering if they were going to be able to help this yet-to-be-born baby, Amber. So he found that through the research with the machine, he'd be able, because of the robotics, to make incisions as small as an eighth of an inch, and they'd be able to put a camera into Amber's abdomen that would allow him to see her defect more fully than if they tried to do it with normal surgical procedures. Now, I've got a picture of the physician in front of me, and it is incredible. He did the operation at a console that allowed him to see what he would never have been able to see, again, with the human eye. And he had to use surgical instruments that were so tiny and more flexible than any surgeon's wrist to connect Amber's stomach and bowel in a way that would not be humanly possible to do with standard surgery. Well, the day after the baby was born, the decision had to be made, but no one had yet operated on a patient this tiny, this young. And the mother said, please, go ahead and do the process. It took 4 hours of surgery, and Amber went home, and she was able to do just beautifully. And right now, she's about, well, I'm sure she's more than 13 pounds, and there's just four little tiny scars that are on her abdomen, and as she grows, those will disappear. But this is phenomenal information, because we are progressing with an understanding on so many levels of how to do what would have been considered the impossible. When I read Gretchen's story, I was really touched by it because I had have a very dear friend up in Alaska whose baby was born with a problem like this. Really made a difference. So this is just something you need to be aware of. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, host of the Donna Sebo Show, and know you can join us every afternoon from 3 to 4 Pacific time and whatever time adjustments you may need to make, but tell your friends about the program. Now, I did want to let you know that we are going to have tomorrow Walter Weston as a guest. We're going to be talking about emotional release therapy. Now, Walter is a healer, and he is a man who has made such a difference in thousands of people's lives around the world because of this therapy principle that he has developed. And he is just a fascinating man, so we're going to be talking with him. Also, we're going to be talking about small business. We're going to be talking about the ugly truth about small business. Now, that may sound like a negative title. It is not. Ruth King is going to be my guest on Thursday. And with Ruth, the one thing we're going to find out is that this basically is a very practical book for those of you that might want to go into a business of your own. And looking at the pitfalls or various things in advance sometimes can save you a lot of headaches. I know we've got a lot of entrepreneurs out there. And then on Friday, we're going to have an open mic, so there's going to be all kinds of different subject matter we'll be discussing. And, of course, just like today. Every day you'll have the opportunity to call in and chat with me if you'd like. And the telephone numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-268-4313. And we've got a fabulous lineup of guests. We'll be talking with millionaires. We're going to be talking with people who are involved with healing, with animals. We're going to be talking about how you can overcome under-earning, baking with a special ingredient that is going to, if you're being conscientious about sugar, things like this. Wonderful, wonderful guests. We just go all across the board. That's what the Donna Sebo Show is all about. It's about empowering you as an individual, empowering you to know that what you do in your life can make a difference. I wanted to share a little bit of trivia with you this afternoon, and some of it you may know. Do you know very much about the platypus? Well, not too many of us find that that is in our environment. But it is such a unique animal. It has a leathery bill. It's highly sensitive. That bill is very sensitive. And it's so sensitive because it is used as a guidance factor to get it through murky water to find food. And though it's a mammal, it lays eggs. And the female's milk comes not from nipples, but from pores on its chest and sides. And the babies then lick it off of her fur. Just a little bit of trivia about an animal. I don't know about you, but one of the things I have to cope with almost on a daily basis, all right, is just what comes with having an office, and that is clutter. Do you ever have that problem? Do you find that you have paper that stacks up to the right of you, to the left of you? Before you know it, it's on the floor. You have stuff on chairs. You have stuff on tables. Believe me, I can totally empathize with it. Well, Rhonda Abrams has some suggestion, and she is just like so many of us. She said, I have this stuff all over the place. Well, I know she has some tips, and one of them I have used regularly for years, and she said, we got to get rid of hanging on to stuff. If you're like me, stuff comes in the mail. Do you get like about 4 feet of mail every day, and you have to go through it? If you're like so many people, you'll say, well, I'll get to it mañana. Well, the key is when you get that mail in, put it in one place, if you possibly can, and then go through it. And that means you go through it, you have your pitch pile that goes out into the recycle bin, and then you have your bills and other things in front of you. It really gets to be embarrassing when you know you've got a bill, but you can't figure out where you put it. So if you can do that, that's going to save a lot of hassle. Also, when you're finished with something, pitch it. Boy, it's so easy to become a pack rat. I have a box sitting in a room that I still have to go through. I'm proud of myself because I went through 4 previous boxes and emptied it. But if you've got stuff that's accumulating, if you can take some time and maybe have a friend that's not shy about pitching stuff, help them help you, it'll make a great deal of difference. You have to be decisive, and you've got to be ruthless. And it doesn't make you a bad person when you're that way. It's okay to even throw out the old birthday cards. Now, Rhonda said, you wonder how long you should keep things. Well, just give yourself a time limit if you can. But you know, sometimes you may have things that you'd like to give away to other people. You really don't want to part with it. But maybe there's some younger people that you know of a school you could donate old envelopes or supplies to, or, you know, a shelter. There's all kinds of places that you can send stuff to. So one of the things in dealing with clutter is remember, if you really don't need it, pitch it. If you want to give it away, there's all kinds of thrift stores and different places that you can just load boxes of stuff up into and take it over there, or better yet, have a garage sale. I had a friend that had a garage sale, and she made $1,000 on a garage sale. She was just so happy. But remember, just process the stuff through. We're supposed to be in a paperless society, and it sure doesn't feel like that. It seems like it's become full of paper, not less with paper. So just remember, it won't take very long. Once you get the cleanup done, you're going to have to do it all over again because it just keeps coming. Donna Sebo here. It's been a delight sharing this hour with you. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Remember, I'm on air with you from 3 to 4. Every afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. And All you have to do, should you ever want to chat with me, is just give a call, and we'll be giving out those toll-free numbers again tomorrow. Have a fabulous day. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is a good day to be alive, and you've got a lot to offer. Go out and share it. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.